Well, it is WJR's Tim McGraw VIP Experience, your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pine Knob Music Theater August 28th. You can win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of the great Metro Cars, and $100 to fabulous Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app. Find the secret word, the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. Find the secret keyword, text it to 800-859-0957. For more information, visit WJR.com. Well, I mentioned a little while ago that we have a problem ahead of us far worse than the way the media went crazy on the Hanta virus. An American doctor working in the Democratic Republic of Congo positive as a growing outbreak raises global concern. WJR's the latest on what health officials are saying about the situation. Marie.
Hi there, Paul. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says this doctor, identified by a missionary group as Dr. Peter Stafford, is receiving treatment this afternoon in Germany. Stafford was exposed while treating patients at a hospital in the northeastern city of Bunia, and his wife is also a doctor. They were all potentially exposed, but they're not showing symptoms and remain under strict quarantine. We're talking now about his wife and another doctor. The World Health Organization declaring the situation a global health emergency, and you'll understand why when you hear these numbers. The outbreak has already claimed 131 lives in the Congo, another one in Uganda, but there are 500 cases suspected so far, but health officials say they think that number is lower than it actually is. Health officials say this virus is rare, this strain, particular strain. It has no approved vaccine or a specific treatment. The outbreak began in late April. It has spread rapidly, and it's fueled in part by population movement and ongoing instability right in that area. Ebola spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids. That's why these doctors were put in danger. Fatality rates right now can range widely, but the average, it's just about 50%, Paul.
Which is why I said earlier, this is way worse than the big kerfuffle put up by the news media regarding Hanta virus. And yet I'm hearing nothing now across. I watched all the different television networks. They had stories every 5 minutes about the Hanta virus. I don't know why, when it certainly appears that Ebola is a far dangerous threat and more likely that we might encounter it.
Yeah, the CDC also says that six others are exposed and they're being monitored or even evacuated as they're trying to contain all this. So there are Americans involved in all this. I think the reason that maybe the news media took off on that other story was the fact that that occurred on a cruise ship and that it was sailing around and that people, you know, that there were exposures perhaps in other ways other than just having to travel to Africa, which would be the case for the Ebola. But no.
That's the problem. How many people have come from Africa since we even started this story?
Exactly.
That's the problem.
That's exactly what I was going to mention, was that air travel being what it is, and travel being what it is, we had friends that were in Africa just last fall. So a big group of friends who were in Africa last fall. So this is not uncommon to travel there for vacation and for adventure or anything like that, business. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. It's interesting that this has a lot of exposure.
The other annoying thing, Marie Osborne, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News, the other annoying thing is even on this radio station I heard people saying, well, you know, ships have rats and they have trouble. It didn't come from a rat on a ship. It came from people who were on a bird watching expedition at a dump, at a trash dump. Not particularly a healthy place, the Hanta virus. And of course, there were plenty of rats there. And that's where they figured they picked up the Hanta virus. So, but then people like to play it up like it was because they were on a cruise ship. No, they were stuck on a cruise ship with people who had it, which is never going to be a pretty situation.
Yeah, anyway. I think you're exactly right about that. But we are here with the story right now. So, and you know, I know we had somebody on the air yesterday to talk about this Ebola, and it was a doctor from Corwell, and they said, look, to panic over at all, just be aware of it so that you understand, especially if you're planning a trip or, you know, on someone who's been there, you need to know that.
Well, okay. I hope there's been a lot of questions. Caitlin Buss asked, are we ready for the next epidemic or pandemic? No, we're not. And I hope it isn't Ebola. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, and then I just want to reiterate this particular strain is very rare, and there's no vaccine or specific treatment for this.
And how many people have died from it?
Right now, 131 in the Congo. There was an additional death in Uganda. But the issue here are all these other cases, people that were exposed. They say it's 500. But people on the ground on this one say it's got to be more than that. You know, you're talking about people that don't report that they're ill. So they think that number of 500 is kind of on the low side.
Yikes. Already a big problem. Marie Osborne bringing it to our attention. Unlike a lot of news media people who I haven't heard a thing from on this. Marie Osborne, thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
We continue in Focus on WJR.